Black River Matheson, a Northern Ontario township, is making headlines about a rare political move that saw the province step in to oust all of the council members. Yesterday, April 29, Municipal Affairs and Housing Minister Paul Calandra declared all seven positions, the mayor and six councillors, vacant. A manager from the ministry's Northern Regional Office has been appointed to temporarily exercise the duties and obligations of council until another appointee is put in place. That second appointee will be in place until a by-election is held. The move by Calandra was possible under the Municipal Act that allows the minister to declare all of the council seats vacant if the group fails to hold a meeting for 60 days because it doesn't have quorum. With seven members on Matheson Council, four members are needed at a meeting. It's not clear when the by-election will be held. Now that the minister has declared the seats empty, the township clerk sets the nomination day, which will be 30 to 60 days from April 29. Voting day is 45 days after the nominations close. The last municipal election was held in October 2022. The council voted in during the by-election will serve until the next municipal election in October 2026. All of the members who were serving on Matheson Council were asked for their reaction and if they plan to run in the by-election. Only six people are mentioned because there was one vacant councillor seat. Here's what they had to say. Stephen Campsall: I am happy with the letter from Paul Calandra. This is what we worked towards. And yes, I will be running for Ward 3 in the by-election, he said. Dave Diamond: though he has not responded to today's inquiries, he did comment on the letter yesterday. This is the right move for our community. I am super excited. I think our hard work paid off, and ask me in 90 days from now and I'll tell you we're living in a great, awesome, positive community, he said. We're just starting the beginning of a new chapter. We're going to take back our community and everything will be positive from here on in. Louise Gadori: I was very pleased that he acted quickly. It's nice to see a politician who does the right thing. Somebody had to intervene. And yes, I'm running again, she said. Chantal Rondeau: no comment. I haven't decided, but there's a good possibility that yes, my hat will be thrown in there again, she said. Alana Schmidt: she has not responded to the inquiry yet. This story will be updated when a response is received. Doug Bender: the former mayor said what's happened is very disappointing. Myself and the two other councillors that were remaining were attending meetings and completing our roles as we were required to do under law and under our code of conduct and under their oath of office, he said. I feel since they also share my vision of trying to make the community better, trying to make us more stable, and the provincial government has basically caused a lot of the grief. Bender talked about the state of the municipality's finances. He also reached out to Premier Doug Ford, who he said wasn't willing to get involved. He just said it was up to Minister Calandra to deal with it, said Bender. Calandra has set a dangerous precedent, he said. This could happen in any of the small municipalities that have small members of council. The minute that you end up with an even number of members on council, the same situation could happen over and over again where people cannot agree on specific decisions, he said. He's not sure if he'll throw his hat in the ring again. But, I mean, based on the situation as it sits right now, I really don't have that intention. Unless people tell me they want me to run, there's no use of me doing that and beating my head against the wall, he said. Ongoing labor dispute. In addition to the ongoing challenges at the council table, over a dozen municipal workers have been off the job since October 2023. CUPE representatives were not available to comment on what the by-election could mean for negotiations. However, Bender said that it shouldn't impact the labor dispute. CUPE had an opportunity to commit to signing an agreement, which they basically reneged on. They'd agreed to, and then they changed their mind. And because of that, they're still sitting there on the picket lines, which is also part of this whole mess, he said. Because staff are going to be busy planning a by-election, Bender said he doesn't think there will be much time spent on the strike. That's going to be up to the senior staff and the head negotiator to see if there's some way to finally bring that to an end, he said. How did we get here? In the 2022 municipal election, all but one of the Black River Matheson Council positions were acclaimed. The only vote was in Ward 3, with Diamond winning the seat with 133 votes. Because 6 seats were acclaimed, of the 2,605 eligible voters, only 155 cast a ballot. The voter turnout was 5.95%. The council members taking the oath of office in December 2022 were Bender, Ward 2 Cowan. Keith Neal, Diamond, Ward 4 Cowan. Dan DeMarkey, Ward 5 Cowan. Gadori and Ward 6 Cowan. Kim Drewer. 3 of the elected councillors have since stepped down. Here's a timeline of what's happened in the municipality since. March 28, 2023 Ward 4 Cowan. Dan DeMarkey resigns. April 2023 policy on how to fill vacant council positions adopted. At a special meeting on April 24, Alana Schmidt was appointed as the new Ward 4 councillor. 5 people applied for the position. May 2023 in a 4-3 vote, council approved a controversial 34.2% budget for 2023. August 2023 Kim Drewer resigns her Ward 6 seat. October 2023. October 10 Steve Campsall appointed as the new Ward 6 councillor. 5 people applied for the position. October 15 The township locks out 14 public works staff represented by CUPE. Residents appeal to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing to intervene in the township affairs by sending a petition signed by over 70% of eligible residents to the province. November 2023 The mayor is caught on camera telling locked-out staff that they should start looking for other work. January 2024 Hours at the township's offices are reduced because of the ongoing labor dispute. January 21 The township ends the lockout and the workers go on strike. January 23 The last public council meeting was held. The 5 meetings since have been cancelled because of lack of quorum. February 2024 The township hires a third-party investigator to look into social media comments and picketers. Keith Neal submits his resignation from his role as the Ward 2 councillor. It was never accepted as all of the public meetings have been cancelled. February 20 Council achieves quorum to meet in camera. The items on the agenda are the security of municipal property and potential litigation affecting the municipality about Ontario Health and Safety Act complaints, as well as labor or employee negotiations about the striking workers. March 2024 Residents stage a meeting to talk about the ongoing issues in the township. About 150 people attended, including Timiskaming Cochrane NDP MPP John Vanthoff. Plans are also in place to create a ratepayers association. Councillors Diamond, Gadori and Campsall go public with their plans to boycott meetings in an attempt to have the MMAH step in. This move is allowed under the Municipal Act, which says that if a municipal council can't hold a meeting for 60 days because of a lack of quorum, the Minister of Municipal Affairs may declare all of the seats vacant, triggering a by-election. The mayor and Sao Chris Ray speak out against the move. Sao Chris Ray said he is skeptical anything like that would happen because since the Municipal Act was established in 2001, the clause has never been used in the province.